五节到第四节。 Scripture reading is in Book of Hebrew chapter 2 verse 5 through 10. Hebrew chapter 2 verse 5 through 10. 我们所说将来的世界，神原没有交给天使管辖，但有人在经上某处证明说，人算什么，你竟顾念他；世人算什么，你竟眷顾他。你叫他比天使微小一点，视他荣耀尊贵为冠冕，并将你手所造的都派他管理，叫万物都伏在他的脚下。既叫万物都服他，就没有剩下一样不服他的。只是如今我们还不见万物都服他，唯独见那成为比天使小一点的耶稣，因为受死的苦，就得了尊贵荣耀为冠冕，叫他因着神的恩为人人尝了死味。原来那为万物所赎、为万物所本的，要领许多的儿子进荣耀里去，使他使救他们的元帅因受苦难得以完全，本是何以的。 Verse 5. It is not to angel that he has subject the world to come about which we are speaking, but there is a place where someone has testified, what is man that you are mindful of him, the son of man that you care for him. You make him a little lower than the angels. You crowned him with glory and honor, and put everything under his feet. In putting everything under him, God left nothing that is not subject to him. Yet, at present, we do not see everything subject to him, but we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels, now crowned with glory and honor because he suffered death, so that by the grace of God he might taste death for everyone. Verse 10. In bringing many sons to glory, it was fitting that God, for whom and through whom everything exists, should make the author of their salvation perfect through suffering. 愿神赐福他自己的话。
接下来
我们要请 Reverend Show 传讲神的信息。我们高兴请到他，过去的日子他一直在我们中间传讲神的信息，我们高兴今天能请到他。 We are so glad to have Reverend Show among us. He gonna deliver a message for what is man, 人算什么。我们将时间交给 Reverend Show。
Thank you, and once again it's a delight to be with you.
再一次感谢你，我们很高兴今天能够来跟大家一起来敬拜神。
I especially want to thank you for praying for our radio ministry.
我再次谢谢大家为我的这个收音播音的这个福音工作在祷告。
This past week I received a letter from a teenage girl.
上个礼拜我接到一个十几岁的女孩子一封信。
She heard the broadcast last Sunday and said she wanted God to come back into her life.
她在上个礼拜天听到那广播，她要求神再次回到她的生命中间。
So we know that God's message is reaching hearts.
我们知道神的话语它能够传导到人的心里。
And we would ask you to pray for this young lady that she would truly surrender her life to Christ.
我们继续为了这个女孩子来祷告，她要将她的人生完全交托在基督的手里。
It's exciting to know that God loves us.
这多么的兴奋，我们知道上帝爱我们。
He has a plan for our lives.
他对我们人生他有他的一个计划。
And when we come to him just as we are, he accepts us and forgives us of our sins and gives us new life.
当我们来到他跟前的时候，他就是不管我们是怎样，他要完完全全的接待我们，成为他自己的儿女。
Here in Hebrews chapter 2, I want to speak on the question in verse 6, what is man?
在这个希伯来书第二章第六节讲到人算什么。
These few verses tell us about the world that God intends the world to be.
我要在这几节经文中间，神要整个世界是怎样的一个样子。
In this world, God asked man to be supreme.
我要在这个世界里面，神要叫人是超越一切。
He gave man dominion over everything in the creation.
他给权柄给人，超过一切的一切所造之物。
Even in the world to come, man is going to reign.
在要来的世界里面，人也要来管理这个世界。
It will not be angels, but men who reign in God's eternal kingdom.
不是天使要来管辖，而是人要在未来世界要来管辖这个世界。
I think we see some of this in today's world where we're caught in wars and struggles among nations.
当我们看到这个世界，整个世界中间因为作战，整个人的关系乱糟糟的。
One group wants more of this planet than somebody else.
有一些人要占据有更多这个世界的部分。
And after all the slaughter and killing, what do they have? They have a larger parcel of land in which they will be buried.
当他们在那边作战以后，他们得到什么？他们得到有更大的土地来埋葬这些已经死掉的人。
But there is a new world that's going to come.
但是还有一个新的世界将要来临。
And those who believe in Jesus Christ are inheritors of a new world.
当这些信耶稣基督的人就是要来承受这个新世界的人。
The Apostle Paul said in Romans 5, Romans 8, that we are more than conquerors through him who loved us.
在罗马书保罗说，我们胜过这些统治者，他来帮助我们。
And it's astonishing that we will have such wonderful privileges.
这是多么大的一个喜悦的惊喜，我们有这种特权来掌管这个世界。
And having this future for those who belong to Christ, that we will reign over the world, a new world, the writer poses the question, what is man that you consider him?
当我们面对这个神要叫基督掌管，也叫我们掌管这世界的时候，他这个作者讲说，人算什么？
To many people, man is insignificant.
对其他人，很多人说，人不算什么。
Many believe that when we die, it's all over.
很多人相信，当我们死掉以后，一切一了百了。
There can be no future.
没有前途可言。
It's completely finished for us.
对我们来讲，就是完全的，就是消失了。
But this passage assures us that those who belong to Jesus Christ will be in control of a new world.
但是这个经文跟我们讲，再次的确定说，当你信耶稣基督的时候，我们将要进入新的世界，我们要管理新的世界。
And to help us understand how that could be, the author gives us three things about man as he fits into God's eternal plan.
要向我们来解释这个神这个计划的时候，有三点作者向我们写明。
The first is he gives us a picture of man as God created him.
他第一个的图片就是一个神造我们这个样式。
In verse 7 it says, Thou hast made him a little lower than the angels.
在第七节说，你叫他比天使微小一点。
Do you realize that we're just beneath the angelic realm in God's creation?
你可知道我们在所有神造的这些所有东西，我们只是天使微小一点点。
In that same verse, it says, Thou hast created him with glory and honor. Thou hast appointed him over the works of thy hands.
你视他荣耀尊贵为冠冕，并将你手所造的都派他管理。
God put everything under us.
神将万物扶在我们的手下。
He destined man to have power to rule over all of the creation that God had so wonderfully given to us.
他定义将所有的权柄交给人去管理这些所造之物。
The animal kingdom was to serve man.
这些动物这界里面是要来服侍人。
The earth was responsive to his touch.
整个世界是在他的手的掌管之下。
This earth was a beautiful environment in which God placed man to meet all of his needs.
这个世界当被造的时候是多么漂亮，是要供应人类的需要。
Man wanted for nothing.
人不要其他东西。
He had everything.
他已经拥有神所造的一切。
And yet man did not seem satisfied with that.
然而人却不满意神所为人类所造的，准备了这些美好的东西。
And as a result, we have the second picture of man in this passage.
因为这个缘故，我们有第二个人的样子的出现。
And that is man as sin has conquered him.
当罪来掌管人的时候。
Notice in verse 8, it says, Thou hast put all things in subjection under his feet. For in subjecting all things to him, he left nothing that is not subject to him. But now we do not yet see all things subjected to him.
叫万物都伏在他的脚下，既叫万物都伏他，就没有剩下一样不服他的。只是如今我们还不见万物都服他。
The author is saying that because we sinned, we do not have this control at the moment.
作者跟我们讲，因为人犯了罪，所以呢，我们并没有在这个时候掌管了整个宇宙。
Instead of being a king, we are now a slave.
本来是应该神要我们做一个王的时候，但是因为罪的时候，我们成为罪的奴仆。
Instead of controlling nature, we now find ourselves as victims of nature.
应该是来掌管整个自然界，但是我们成为自然界的一个受害者。
We find earthquakes.
我们在那边为了地震，我们在那边烦恼。
There are devastating hurricanes.
有那个飓风在那边造成巨大的灾害。
In a couple of months, we'll hear about tornadoes.
再过几个月，我们就会听到龙卷风。
There are volcanoes.
有这个火山的爆发。
There are floods.
有大水的患难。
There is ice cold weather.
有这个很冰寒的这个天气。
And we're all hoping for spring, aren't we?
我们都是希望能够看到春天来那种快乐的景象。
And warmer weather.
比较温暖的气候。
But man is controlled by his environment now.
但是现在人类被他整个环境所控制。
Why is this?
为什么会这样？
Man decided in his heart to rule the world without reference to God.
当人类想要用他自己的办法，没有神的帮助，要去来控制这个世界的时候，
he decided to take control of this world for himself.
他自己要来掌管整个这个世界。
He bowed his knee not to God but to Satan.
他不向神来屈膝跪拜，而是向撒旦来跪拜。
He stopped fearing God.
他开始不敬畏神。
He pushed God aside.
他将神放在一边。
Man is not now as God created him. He is now as sin has conquered him.
人不像刚初神造人的那样式，而成为被罪所控制的样式。
All of us have found that our nature, our inner being is bent and twisted.
我们发现我们自己内在的人已经被扭曲了。
We know what we ought to do, but we can't find ourselves doing it.
我们知道我们应该如何行善，我们却没有能力来做出来。
Therefore, we find ourselves slaves to sin.
然后我们发现我们成为罪的奴仆。
We cannot deliver ourselves.
我们不能将自己拯救，从罪的捆绑中间拯救出来。
And so God has come to rescue us.
所以神来到这个世界要来拯救我们。
Out of his love, he came and died on a cross.To pay the penalty for our sins.
因为他对我们的爱，他来到这世界，死在十字架上，为我们付出罪的代价。
But God never intended man to be unhappy.
但是神当他造人的时候，他不希望人是不快乐的。
He never intended that we be sorrowful.
他不要我们每天都是忧愁烦恼。
He never intended that we suffer death.
他不要我们去来承受那个死亡的痛苦。
Notice what Paul says in Romans 5 and verse 12.
在罗马书第五章第十二节。
There it says, Therefore, just as through one man sin entered into the world, and death through sin, and so death spread to all men because all sin.
就如罪从一人入了世界，死又是从罪来的，于是死就临到众人，因为众人都犯了罪。
And so we see man as God created him, destined to rule over all of his creation.
当我们看到神本来定义是要人被造，然后能够统治整个宇宙。
But because he stopped fearing God and bowed to Satan, he is now controlled by sin.
当他向撒旦屈膝的时候，他被罪所捆绑。
But now there's another exciting picture of man in this passage.
但是在这个希伯来书，我们又有很高兴的一个信息在那边。
And that is man as God converts him.
就是一个人被神再重新改变。
Man as God changes him.
就是被神所改变的人。
It's depressing to see man as God intended him to be and see how he now lives.
实在是很伤心，我们看到神本来定义要人造的是这个样子，但是人却在罪的中间过着一种很不快乐的生活。
And so the writer says,How can we become new and different and changed and new people?
但是作者跟我讲，如何我们从那个捆绑中间被拯救出来，成为一个新的人？
How can we reach the potential to which we were destined in our original creation?
那我们如果是达到神为我们要预备的那种潜能，神为我们要预备的那种状态中间？
The answer is in verse 9. But we see Jesus.
这个答案就是说，我们看到耶稣。
Man is not as he ought to be, but Jesus is.
人虽然不是，但是耶稣呢，却成为我们一个榜样。
Jesus is God's Son who came from heaven to earth.
耶稣是神的儿子，他从天堂下降到世界，成为人的样式。
While on earth, Jesus lived a perfect life.
在世上的时候，耶稣过了一个完全的生活。
He resisted every temptation and lived without sin.
他阻挡他阻挡所有的试探，而他没有犯罪。
Christ Jesus lived as God intended man to live.
耶稣基督过的一个神要人所要过的一种圣洁的生活。
Free from the power of sin.
他已经脱离这种罪恶的捆绑。
Study the Gospels and see how he controlled the winds and the waves.
当我们读那个四福音的时候，看他如何来控制整个这个海浪，整个狂风。
The environment didn't control him, he controlled it.
那个环境，恶劣环境并没有控制他，而是他控制了整个恶劣环境。
He walked on water.
他在水上行走。
He had perfect control over nature.
他有完全的控制，控制这个世界。
And not only over nature, but over his being.
他不只是控制这个自然界，而控制他整个人。
He lived a perfect sinless life.
他过一着完全无罪的生活。
His life was love.
他的生活是充满了神的爱。
His life was grace.
他的生活充满了恩典。
He was full of truth.
他是真理本身。
He was perfect holiness.
他是完全的圣洁。
He was perfect life.
他是完全的生活生命。
He was God, a very God, and man, a very man.
他是一个真正的神，也是真正的人。
And so the writer says, we must see Jesus.
所以作者跟我们讲，我们必须要来到基督面前。
Now he doesn't say we can see him, although we can.
他并没有说我们来看到他。
He doesn't say we have seen him, although many of us have.
他没有说我们来看到他，虽然我们现在并没有看到他。
And he doesn't say we shall or will see him in the future, although we will.
他虽然说我们将来有一天要看到他，虽然有一天我们真的要看到他。
But he says, we see Jesus, meaning we see him now. It's our present experience.
他讲到我们看到耶稣就是我们现在的经验。
And what do we see of Jesus?
我们如何来看这位耶稣？
Verse 9 says, we see him suffering death.
我们看到他为人尝了死味。
He was made like us.
他照像人的样式来到这个世界。
He didn't call down from the glories of heaven and say, I love you. He came and demonstrated his love for us.
他并没有用荣耀的冠的形状来，他成为人的样式来向我们显出神对我们的爱。
He defeated every temptation and went to the cross and gave his life for you and me.
他战胜了所有的试探，然后呢上了十字架为我们死。
He lived as we live.
他跟我们一样过着这种生活。
He walked through the very valley of the shadow of death as we do.
他也走过死荫的幽谷，就像我们也走过死荫的幽谷一样。
And he conquered death.
他战胜了死亡。
That's why the writer says he tasted death for every man.
所以作者说他为人人尝了死味。
He took the cup of our life and death and drank it all.
他将那个神愤怒、那个死亡的杯，他完全饮了下去。
And he drained death of all of its fear and all of its terror for those who put their faith in him.
他将凡是对他有信任的人，他除去所有对死亡的惧怕。
What was the reason that he did it?
为什么耶稣要如此做？
Verse 10 says it was fitting for him. It became him.
因为这是对他来讲是合宜的。
It was his nature.
就是神耶稣基督他的本性。
God is love.
神本身就是爱。
And love gives.
爱就是要施予。
Jesus laid down his life, and in his death, God laid all of our sin upon him.
当耶稣为我们在被十字架上被钉死的时候，神将所有我们人类的罪加在他身上。
This is love that can't be explained.
这种爱是没有办法去用言语去形容。
We cannot comprehend it.
我们没有办法去了解的。
It is love that gives and gives and gives until it seems there's no more to give.
这种爱就是一直在施予，在施予，直到没有东西可以再施予。
Not only was it fitting or becoming to him to do this, but also he did it to bring us to glory.
他这样做是何以？他这样做其实要将我们带进入神的荣耀中间。
His death became a bridge between our condition as it is now and what God intended us to be.
他的死亡成为一个桥梁。将我们现在所住的这种状态进入神要我们住的荣耀的状态中间。
He paid the debt of our sin.
他为我们付出罪的代价。
And in paying that debt, he opened a way for us to come to God.
他当我们为我们付出罪的代价的时候，他开启了一条又新又活的道路，让我们能够到父神那里与他和好。
He opened the way so that we could reign with him in glory and life forever and ever.
他为我们开启了一个道路，就是我们有一天要跟基督一同作王，来统治万物。
And when we put our faith and our trust in Jesus Christ, we become inheritors of his eternal kingdom.
当我们将我们的生命信托交托在耶稣基督手里的时候，我们成为神将来荣耀的这些万物中间的一个继承者。
When we come in all of our sin and lay our lives before Jesus Christ, we are joined to him and we are heirs, joint heirs with Jesus Christ.
当我们将所有的罪交托在基督的手里的时候，我们跟基督成为联合的继承者。
And the writer here is saying, what I want you to do is follow Jesus.
我要在这边作者跟我们讲，就是说我们要跟从耶稣。
In bringing us to glory, he has blazoned the way.
一旦我们要进入这个荣耀中间，他为我们开启这条道路。
He has marked the trail, so to speak.
他已经在路上放下路标，要我们去跟着他走。
He has gone before into the glories of heaven.
他在我们之先进入那神的荣耀里面。
And he's saying, follow me.
他跟我们讲，
跟从我。Put your life in my hands.
将你的人生交托在我的手里。
I will take you to that place.
我要将带领你到那个神的荣耀里面去。
Where you will be as I intended you to be in creation.
我要就是进入你当初神要造你所要进入的那种荣耀中间。
The one who rules and reigns and has dominion over the earth.
就是要将管理整个宇宙的这个权柄交托给我们的。
Now the Bible also says, if we do not follow Jesus, we will not inherit the earth. We will inherit eternal death.
圣经跟我们讲，当我们不跟从耶稣的时候，我们将要进入永远的死亡。
It is a place not of reward but of condemnation.
那个地方将不是一个奖赏，而是一种处罚。
It is a place where there is wailing and gnashing of teeth.
在那边你将有流泪痛苦。
It is a place of eternal torment.
在那边有永远的痛苦，在那边受痛苦。
We will not be as God intended us to be.
在那个地方，我们将不会成为神要我们成为的那个原来的样式。
We will be in that place where God has reserved it for the devil and his angels, but we will also participate with them in that eternal torment.
在那个永远的刑罚中间，是神为了这些撒旦和他的喽啰所愿意所准备的那个地方。
So the writer here is saying, what is man?
所以作者跟我讲是人算什么？
Man was destined to rule and reign.
人本来是神定义要叫我们去统治整个这个宇宙。
And as long as he maintained his fellowship and walk with God, he ruled and reigned supreme.
当我们跟神保持这个美好的关系的时候，我们就要来统治这个宇宙。
But the moment he put God aside and went after what he wanted more than God, he became the victim of sin.
当他将神放在一边，自己做神的时候，他成为罪的一个受害者。
Sin controlled him.
罪控制着他。
His environment controlled him.
他的环境控制着他。
His nature controlled him.
他的本性控制着他。
The only way we can be released from this is to come to the cross.
当我们要来解除这些捆绑的时候，唯一的办法就是来到十字架前。
Come to Calvary and see God's Son who gave his life that we might be released from our bondage and given life and a glorious destiny of reigning with him.
来到骷髅地，来到十字架前，我们将我们的罪交托在神的手里，我们来接受基督，我们来领受神要我们领受的那种荣耀。
When we come to him, God's amazing grace, which we sang about earlier, will be demonstrated in your life.
当我们来到神的面前认罪的时候，神那种奇异的恩典将要在你的生活中显现出来。
Grace forgives sin.
那种被赦罪的恩典。
Grace lifts us out of this horrible control.
这个恩典将我们从那种罪恶的捆绑中间能够拯救出来。
And it brings us to God.
将我们带到神的面前。
Where he rescues us.
在那边他拯救我们。
Makes us like his son Jesus.
把我们造成像他的儿子耶稣基督的样子。
And bestows upon us the glory and honor that he created us with.
他赐给我们要荣耀与尊贵为冠冕。
So that we will reign with him forever and ever.
我们要将他与基督一同啊统治整个宇宙，永远到永远。
I go back to Romans chapter 5 again in conclusion.
到罗马第书第五章来结束。
Verse 6 says of Romans 5, For while we were still helpless, at the right time Christ died for the ungodly.
当我们还无助的时候， 基督为我们这些不圣洁人他来受死。
For one will hardly die for a righteous man, though perhaps for the good man, someone would even dare to die.
我要为罪人罪一人死是少有的，为人人死或者有敢做。
But God demonstrates His love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us.
唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就在此向我们显明了。
Much more then, having now been justified by His blood, we shall be saved from the wrath of God through Him.
现在我们既靠着他的血称义，就更要借着他免去神的愤怒。
For if while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of His Son, much more, having been reconciled, we shall be saved by His life.
因为我们做仇敌的时候，且借着神儿子的死得与神和好，既已和好，就更要因他的生得救了。
What is man?
人算什么？
He is God's creation.
他是神所造之物。
He is the one God loves.
他是神所爱的。
Loved so much that he gave his son.
他爱人到这种地步，他竟将他儿子为世人来舍去。
Suffered the agonies of death on a cross, bearing your sin and mine.
他在十字架上忍受了死亡的痛苦，来承受我们罪的代价。
So that he might lift us out of the grip of sin.
所以他能够将我们从罪的这捆绑中间拯救出来。
Give us liberty and life.
让我们得以自由，让我们得到神的生命。
So that when he comes back in all of his glory to rule and reign on earth, we will reign with him.
当他从天上的荣耀降临的时候，我们要一同与他来统治整个宇宙。
I can't explain it.
我没有办法完全来解释。
I can't fully understand it.
我没有办法完全来了解。
It's beyond the capabilities of my intellect to fully grasp it.
它是超乎我理智所能了解的。
But by faith I see it.
但凭着信，我看到将来神的荣耀。
In the cross, I see the glimpse of His love.
在那个十字架上，我看到神的爱在那边彰显。
And I know what He did for me there is not simply to cleanse me of my sin.
我知道他在十字架上所做的，并不是只是要洁净我的罪而已。
It's also to fulfill the destiny for which God created us.
我要而且要完成神造人的他的目的，就是要我们跟神一样有荣耀。
To rule and reign with Him.On earth forever and ever.
而跟他一起来统治整个宇宙，从永足今到永远。
Do you want to reign with him?
你是不是要跟基督一同做啊？
Do you want to come in all of his glory back to this earth and rule?
你是不是要像跟基督一样，同样在荣耀中降临到这世界，然后再来统治这个世界？
Or do you want to be subjected to his wrath?
你是，或是你要去忍承受神的愤怒？
He came to rescue us.
耶稣来是要来拯救我们。
Give us new life.
给我们新的生命。
Lift us to the position He wants us to have.
将我们提升到他神定义我们状的人的那种地位。
But we must bow our knee to Him.
但是我们必须向他屈膝。
We must turn from our sins.
我们必须远离我们的罪。
We must face our condition.
我们必须要面对我们自己的状态。
And we must say to God, God, I thank you for your love.
我们必须向神说，神啊，我谢谢你对我的爱。
I receive the gift of your son.
我将要来接受你的礼物，就是通过你的儿子耶稣基督。
Here's my life. I surrender it to you.
我的人生，我完全交托在你的手里。
Come in and fulfill the destiny for which you've created me.
进入我的心中，然后来完成你定义要我所要成就的那种状态中。
As you have remembered me, so I remember you.
当我记得你的时候，求主你也记得我。
Come into my life and make me new.
进入我的心中，造我成为新造的人。
Let us pray.
我们一起低头祷告。
Our Father, we thank you for your glorious truth.
父神，我们感谢你这个荣耀的真理。
We thank you that Jesus Christ is not a myth.
我们感谢神，基督不是只是一个说法而已。
He's not a product of our imagination.
他并不是人类想象的一个的产物。
We have not created him.
我们并没有制造出来，将他造出来。
He is real.
他是真正的。
He is God in human flesh.
他是道成肉身。
Men could reach out and touch him.
我们可以来到他跟前，来跟他有好的交通。
They saw his tears.
我们看到他的眼泪。
They saw his body broken on a cross.
他看到人，看到他的身体在十字架上 被打碎。
They felt his love.
他们深深感受到他的爱。
Thank you that Jesus came.
我们感谢主耶稣基督来到这世界。
Bore the penalty of our sin.
承受我们这罪的代价。
And offers us the free gift of eternal life through faith in him.
给我们这个永生的这个礼物，让我们通过基督，我们能跟神和好。
I pray for anyone here today who has not bowed their knee to Christ.
我为了在我们中间还没有将他们的罪交托在神的手里，向基督屈膝的人。
That this may be the day that they make that decision to follow him.
今天就是那个时间，他愿意来跟从耶稣基督。
To come under his lordship.
来到他的主权底下。
And know that he lifts them to a new position.
知道耶稣基督将我们提升到一个新荣耀的境界里面。
To be what God created them to be.
成为神定义要我们成为的那种荣耀的样式。
Those who rule and reign.
就是这些将要统治万物的人。
In the victory of Christ.
在耶稣基督的荣耀里面。
Bless these hearts today, I pray.
来求神赐福这些人的心。
Renew all of us.
将我们重新来更新。
And allow your Holy Spirit to apply your truth to all of our hearts.
借着你的圣灵，将你的真理在我们心中来深深的定根。
We pray in the name of your Son, Jesus.
我们祷告奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.